Life-changing radio.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio news.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: water crisis, poor sanitation, worse living condition in Mandevu. Citizen Fest calls for improved wages and worker protection on Labor Day. In international news, dozens still missing in Uganda riverboat accident as research resumes. In sports news, Chinga reacts as Caps United and Sibambo Field drought with a win over Highlanders. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Next Man Foundation has toured and donated assorted clothing items and foodstuffs at the Home of Happiness for Disabled Children in Lusaka as part of their graduating activities. Speaking during the tour, Foundation Director Lazy Muzangahaya has urged the graduating team to practice companion kindness towards each other. Ms. Muzangahaya has also urged graduates to uphold good morals such as truthful, honest and kindness among others. She has further encouraged the children at the orphanage to be of good character and to be obedient children who are God-fearing.
So abora kuti abora kuone ni rakuonesa ni chikondi chamene bali nacho ai ehe so mukuonesa ni chikondi tikulimbisane kuti mwamene mungalia mwamene mungala muzingala olanganyira kuli ndani kuli mulungu ai na kuonga zikomo pamene vakutandizani pamene vakutandizirani mamami bali apa na bankona vonse pamene vali muli nawo muziva muzionga mulungu aziva sunga bwino na bedha ai. Nakuti mulungu nai maziku sungani buenai, kuli vantu ambili kunja kuja, wamini wama funa kutandizani, wazama kutandizani hai, tiku kondani, mulungu wakudari sene hai, ziko mwakwa ambili, tizaku onesa ni koni naise, ise mati onesa, mati nandila, mati vinila, naise, zalita banji, zaku onesa ni koni hai, kukondwe la kwatu.
The Center for Elections and Governance Executive Director Jason Musonda has commended the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, for its decision to accept early nomination papers from independent presidential candidate ahead of the August elections, describing the move as a progressive and forward-thinking. Speaking to One Love Radio News Desk, Mr. Musonda says the initiative would help reduce congestion during the nomination process by allowing independent candidates to be processed before parliamentary aspirants and those from political parties. He noted that such administrative planning reduces pressure on the system and should be adopted as a best practice in future electoral processes. However, Mr. Musonda expressed concern over the conduct of some political party cadres during elections, particularly in recent by-elections, citing incidents where cadres allegedly assumed roles meant for law enforcement officers, such as directing traffic and acting in ways resembling paramilitary groups. He described the behavior as unacceptable and called on the government and relevant authorities to ensure discipline and rule of conduct among all political players.
The behavior of some cadres was very unfortunate. They took over the traffic police rules, they were policing the roads themselves, and they were dressed in battle-like gear, you know, the headbands, the shoulder pads, the bulletproof vests, as if they were the paramilitary. That primitive behavior, we should not continue. That's cadarism. I think we need to suppress it, you know. And in this case, before we even dissolve parliament, it's upon the current government to ensure the playing field is leveled, starting with the nominations. And that starts with the behavior of political party cadres.
An aspiring independent member of parliament for Mandevu, Chanda Chaikatisha, has raised the concern over the critical lack of access to clean water and poor sanitation in the constituency, describing the situation as a major threat to public health and decent living. Speaking to One Love Radio News Desk, Mr. Chaikatisha says most part of the constituents rely having running water, even in areas where pipes have been installed. He noted that many communities still lack basic water infrastructures, such as piped connections and taps close to homes. He explained that the lack of reliable water supply has forced residents, including children, to travel long distances in search of water, often seen pushing 200-liter drums or carrying smaller containers. He warned that the water crisis has led to serious health and sanitation challenges as residents struggle to maintain hygiene standards without clean running water.
In the same way we look at health issues, the same way you go to the clinic and the government can provide free medicines or free medical care, I think even sanitation should be categorized in the same way to say, why can't we have garbage collection at no cost to the residents of Mandevu or anywhere in Zambia? Because at the end of the day, what is happening in Mandevu is it's a sight for sore eyes. There's garbage, heaps of garbage everywhere. There's blocked drainages. You know what happens when garbage piles up all over the place? Then it goes into the drainages. And then when the drainages are blocked or clogged, then you have flooding. And this happens every year. The flooding then exacerbates the unsanitary situation. And then you have, you know, diseases and all kinds of uncomfortable living circumstances for the people.
The Hope Affirmation Network Zambia, HANZ, has strongly condemned disapproving remarks directed to First Lady Mutinda Hijilema over her silence on matters surrounding former First Lady Esther Lungu and the burial of late former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Organization Executive Director Nakuya Simpungwe says it was unfair to expect Mrs. Hijilema to comment on what she described as deeply political and legal matters. She emphasized that the office of the First Lady is not a political position and does not carry any constitutional mandate to intervene in national political issues. Simpungwe called on women to distinguish between elected political leaders and spouses of politicians, warning that conflicting the two places unnecessary pressure on women who have not thought public office. At the same time, Executive Director expressed sympathy for Mrs. Lungu, acknowledging the emotional toll of losing a spouse and the complexities surrounding the burial of the former head of state. As Zambia marks Labour Day, Zanamako President Kapila Kamea has paid tribute to workers across the country, describing them as the driving force behind national development. He says workers from all sectors, whether in formal employment or informal trade, continue to play a vital role in sustaining the country's economy and social fabric. Mr. Kamea commended the professions in the formal sector, including teachers, healthcare workers, engineers, and civil servants, for their discipline and contribution to national stability. He has recognized the efforts of informal sector players such as traders, farmers, artisanals, and entrepreneurs, noting that their resilience and hard work keeps local economies active and support livelihood across communities. He emphasized that both sectors remain essential pillars of Zambia's growth and development. He further stated that Labour Day serves as a reminder of the dignity of work and the importance of unity in advancing fair wages, safe working conditions, and equal opportunities.
To our informal sector heroes, the traders, the small-scale farmers that bring produce to the market, artisans, the entrepreneurs who power our local communities, you are the backbone of Zambian resilience. Your ingenuity, hard work, and hustle keep our markets thriving and our families feed. We recognize the long hours and the grit it takes to build something from the ground up. A shared vision, Labor Day is more than just a holiday. It is a reminder that dignity is found in every job, no matter how big or small.
Western Province UPND campaign team media coordinator Spooky Mulema has described the Republican President Hakainde Hichilema as the only viable option and hope for the people of Zambia. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Mulemwa says the president leadership continues to reflect the